A connection on the way next on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. It is an annual event. It has been, this is 30 years of the event, but it hasn't actually gone on 30 times because the first several years we did it every other year. But anyway, we're talking about the Operation Clean House, the Household Hazardous Recycling event going on Saturday, starting at, I believe, 9 o'clock. Stephanie Dingman, and let's start with you anyway. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It actually starts at 8, Charlie.
Good.
Bright and early,
8 o'clock. I guess that's because our broadcast starts at 9, which is why I'm stuck on 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock, that makes it even better because people can get in early and head on out and get the rest of their day done. Over the course of the years, they have refined it. They have made it easier. You've gotten more organized on the drive-through and everything else. It is so easy to get rid of stuff that you shouldn't have around your house.
That's exactly right. And people really don't even have to get out of their cars, no matter the weather. We have so many volunteers there, thankfully, that help remove the items from your vehicle. So if it's raining, if it's sunny and nice, you can just stay right there in your vehicle and our volunteers will get everything out for you.
Well, at least the National Weather Service forecast, as I have it written in front of me right now, they do say possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. So we'll just see how it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely. Fortunately, our volunteers have raincoats and we're ready to go.
And that's a great thing. Two locations, and I think it's important that we just start off, maybe, I don't care, downtown Bartles Hill to Phillips Lot. What can we take there and then we'll work our way to the Dewey location, and then overall, we'll talk about what you can't take any place.
Yes. So, like you said, two locations, the downtown Phillips 66 parking lot. That's where we're going to take a lot of your oil-based paints, your pharmaceuticals, electronics, which is probably our biggest item that we take there.
I would be surprised if it doesn't stay number one every year.
I think so. So TVs, computers, cell phones, all of which are wiped and scrubbed. I think you know the details on how in-depth they do.
I do. I forget which mil spec it is. There are so many out there. But the point is, they are scrubbed to a military spec standard. If I were to take a hard drive with classified information, which, first of all, I wouldn't get out of the secure area with that hard drive. But the point is, if I had one, I could take it to this event, and it would be scrubbed clean to that standard, that it would no longer be classified.
Yes, so people don't have to worry about their personal information.
That's right.
Alongside that personal information, new this year, we have paper shredding at the Bartlesville location.
What a great idea.
Yes.
You've done all this tax work. You've filed your taxes on Monday, or hopefully before that, but now you will have, you file your taxes this coming Monday. You can get rid of all that documentation that has income and social security numbers on it and all kinds of paperwork that you don't want to just put in the garbage can and have somebody sifting it through it 5 years from now at the landfill.
Exactly. We're really excited about it. Truity partnered with us and brought that up. And so since we do have that new item this year, our traffic flow will be a little different, so we can keep it timely and get you in and out of there. Our coordinator has it all planned out, so you can bring up to 2 bags of paper shredding material.
Now, how are you defining a bag? Because are we talking
paper
bag like you get at the grocery store, or are we talking 30-gallon garbage bag? let's get specific here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go with your standard garbage trash can, maybe 13 gallons or so. Whatever you can fit in the trunk of your car, two bags worth.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can bring that paperwork that has Privacy Act information on it, and you give it to the shredding operation, and you don't have to worry about it.
That's right. Out of your hair and off your hands.
So, but that is a separate route. If you only have shredding information,
if you only have shredding information when you come through the line, our volunteers will direct you that way, so you don't have to wait in line for all the other people who are dropping off fluorescent bulbs or pesticides, things of that nature.
Okay, so if that is what you came for, and I hope that you get all that stuff together today or tomorrow and have it ready, because not everybody has a shredder at their home.
No, definitely not.
And so, again, this is wonderful and a great audition. Thank you so much to Truity for adding in there. And Micah Seamers, just on the stuff that's coming through, why is it that we should be bringing you our fluorescent bulbs and our smoke detectors and everything like that?
Well, because each of those items has some material in them that's not good for the environment, if you will. That's kind of the point of this this whole process is to get rid of things that typically are not good to go in the landfill, or for sure don't want to just dump it anywhere. But even the landfill doesn't really want it. So this is a way to get rid of some of these things. So fluorescent bulbs, of course, you have, I forget what the chemical is in those, but you
mercury.
Probably know.
It's mercury.
Mercury. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I was thinking, so that's not good for the environment or yourself.
And again, I don't care if we're talking about the 4-foot fluorescence or the compact fluorescence that we have interchanged with the standard incandescent bulbs.
Correct. So you can bring those. You know, lots of people, you know, just throw them in the trash can. That's not a good thing. Possible mercury exposure. Again, appreciate you guys reminding me of that. So same thing with your smoke detectors and things. They do have a little bit of, I guess it's radioactive material in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, don't want to be exposed to that. So this is a good way to take care of that in a safe and tidy fashion.
Other than smoke detectors, you don't want radioactive material.
Correct.
That's one of the things you're not asking for,
correct.
Right?
That is one of the only things that we will accept. So.
Yeah, if you've got plutonium sitting around your house, we're not going to take that.
Yeah, please call the Nuclear Regulatory Agency on that one. Yeah. Let them tell you how to get rid of it.
Exactly.
Those are the things that you are taking at the downtown location. Well, you say this every year, and I know you still get some latex paint as people, because to a lot of us, paint is paint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paint is paint. Well, that's not necessarily the case. We do not want latex paint. Actually, what you can do with that, the best thing to do with it is if you can just open up the can, spread it out, say, on a tarp or, you know, some paper sack, something like that, let it dry. It actually will dry and become a kind of a plastic-type material. So that's really the best way to do it. Then you can just dispose of it in your garbage mm-hmm. at that point. So.
Mix kitty litter in. I've heard people doing
right.
that
yeah.
as well.
Yeah,
help
a little
dry
bit quicker.
Kitty litter is great stuff. I can't tell you how many chemical warfare exercises I've gone through walking through the kitty litter to get it off my boots if there was actually something on there. But there are other things that I know you will accept. At one point in time, just because I have a military specialty as pharmacy specialist, so I know we used to just flush nearly all pharmaceuticals down the toilet. At one point in time, that was a commonly accepted practice.
Yeah, we'd like to discourage that.
Why is it we do that?
Well, because those chemicals can end up in the water supply, ultimately. So if they go down the toilet, then we have to treat them at the wastewater treatment plant. Some of that can be difficult to treat. And so then eventually, I mean, it shouldn't happen, but it can end up in the water system. And so we, again, for the next person down the road to take their water from the lake, raw water supply, and then try to treat that. So, again, would like to avoid having that in the system, trying to treat it. So.
Yeah, I think particularly the phrase next person downstream, because as we now talk about water reuse, it could literally be the next person
sure.
downstream.
Yeah, it could be us. Yeah. We could be sending it to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So try to keep that out of the water system, because it can be difficult to treat and cause some treatment problems. So.
Other items that I know you have taken and probably find some every year, either acids or caustic materials, either way, depending on either side of the pH scale.
Yes, we can take those there at the Bartlesville Phillips 66 parking lot, as well as gasoline. A lot of times people get confused as to where the gasoline goes. If you have flammables in general, like maybe fingernail polish remover or gasoline laying around, diesel, things of that nature, bring that to the Bartlesville parking lot and not the Dewey location.
At one point in time, if you go back a number of years, used motor oil particularly was accepted because the schools would use that to sure. help with some of their...
Yeah, now that does go to Dewey.
You're right,
the
yeah.
used motor oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but again, you enter off of Adams and just basically the crew will look at what you got in your car, and unless you tell them, no, we're not recycling that, then they probably will take it.
Right, and to that point, another thing that we won't take is unknowns. So if you don't know what it is, then we're not going to know what it is, and we're not going to know how to handle it, so we'll send that back home with you.
You have people in white engineering coats and chemical, but you should know everything.
Yes, unfortunately I don't, Charlie.
That's how you're saying that they'll take care of it, but now are they going to frown upon it if you do want to get out of your vehicle and help?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Like if you want to get out and help sort your items, or after your car has been emptied, if you want to go park and think, hey, this is great, I want to help out, hop okay. on in. We'll give you a t-shirt and right. feed you lunch.
Just want to make sure you're not going to get tackled if you hop out of your car.
No, certainly
okay.
not.
Okay.
Speaking of feeding you lunch, you do have a number of sponsors that help out with this, including somebody who's providing some food for the
crew. Yes, thank you to Dinks for that, certainly. But We do. We have a tremendous support from the community with regards to our sponsors that make this possible. Phillips 66, Truity, we've already mentioned, the City of Bartlesville, of course, the Community Foundation, Chevron Phillips and ConocoPhillips both, as well as Washington County. We have not just financial contributors, but we have in-kind donations like Dinks, mm-hmm. feeding all of our volunteers, Cable One, Cunningham Graphics, Daylight Donuts also helps out for the Dewey site. I couldn't actually pass up donuts before I got here this morning. The Delaware Tribe helps out a lot, as well as Walmart. Thermo Fisher Scientific provides a lot of PPE, personal protective equipment, for our volunteers so they can stay safe. And, of course, the radio station, KWON, we're grateful to.
Well, thank you, guys, for all that, the sponsorships that you're able to get in, signed in on that. Again, we're just talking right now about the Bartlesville location. Again, if you don't know what it is, then don't bring it to here.
Right.
And every year, I think you mentioned electronics is the primary, I'll say, amount you get, both in pounds and probably physical size too. Mm-hmm. You're still getting some of the, what I'm going to call the old 1960s entertainment systems that are more a piece of wood and furniture than a piece
yes.
of electronics, right?
It's shocking. Like, I thought they were gone, but it's amazing. They show up every year. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, don't be afraid. If you got something like that, bring it on.
And we have lots of people to help lift those things out of whatever trailer or vehicle.
To the weight of the electronics, I suppose. Huh?
Yeah.
It was not hard for us to reach 1,000,000 pounds.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. But again, the older CRT monitors or TV tubes, as we used them back in the day. If you got an old kinescope, bring that thing too. But all those items, again, if you're trying to get rid of anything electronic, you're good on that one.
Definitely. So something we haven't mentioned,
yes.
or you did in the beginning, 30 years
yeah.
is a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal.
30 consecutive years every year. And again, we couldn't do that without our volunteers and our community support. Washington County there in Dewey.
Yes.
So we've got a few different items we'll take there. We mentioned the used motor oil.
Tell you what, I'm going to take a transition as we change locations. I've got we want to thank our sponsors as well, and the program brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, a Community Connection this morning. Again, we're talking about Saturday's Operation Clean House. Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday at two locations, the Phillips parking lot downtown Bartlesville. If you're going there, enter off of Adams, and then the route will work you on through. You'll exit onto Frank Phillips. On the Dewey location, at one point in time, it was at the fairgrounds, but we've changed that several years ago to the District 2 barn, and there is a list of items that you can take there. And I'm going to start that off with no Freon.
Yes, we need Freon-free certifications if you are going to bring your refrigerators. A few other limitations we have there at Dewey.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring motor oil, we ask that the maximum container size you bring is 5 gallons. You can bring 25-gallon containers, but our guys are lifting those for several hours, and it's exhausting hard work. So
save somebody's back.
Save somebody's back. 5 gallon containers on your motor oil. Also, with regards to the car or pickup tires, we're going to limit those to 8.
Okay.
Yep, 8 this year.
All right. If you are a commercial operation, you already have a means to get rid of those. So
that's right.
use those.
Absolutely.
But this is an opportunity to get some of those tires that can act as a home for mosquitoes and other things, keep them from the ditches out in the county.
Yeah, don't want the tires.
We're also going to take automotive batteries there at the Dewey site.
Okay.
And other appliances, washers, dryers, dishwashers. So if you got an old washer dryer out in your back pasture that you didn't know what to do with, now's a great time that you can bring it there and we'll recycle all that for you.
Okay. Antifreeze, same sort of thing, right?
Yep. Same thing with antifreeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that ethylene glycol and all that stuff. Let's see. We talked about antifreeze. So really that one makes it pretty easy. But again, if you don't know where the District 2 barn is, if you're headed north on 75, turn on, 9th Street.
9th
yeah.
Street.
Yeah, yep, there is a county road on that, but 9th Street, I think, is the way the sign reads when you turn. Mm-hmm. So
9th Street and just 2 miles east.
It's pretty easy to find, I guess, if you can find 9th Street. There you go.
Yeah, and we will have signs out to help direct community where that drop-off is.
What don't you want? We've actually talked about some of it already, but some of it makes common sense. Why would you take dioxins? Why would you take ammunition? But there are a lot of other things.
I don't understand ammunition.
Yeah. I guess Micah will take your ammunition.
I'll take all the ammunition.
Micah will be standing. Where will you be standing for your ammunition?
That's right. I'll be on the waiting. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to set up my own separate booth. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not going to take ammunitions or explosives. You can save those for your own personal use or 4th of July activities. And hopefully exercise that with caution and safety.
And legally. Okay.
Commercially generated waste, we're not going to take. Biohazardous waste, so sharps and needles, if you have those, we're not going to take those. And one common thing that people are sometimes perplexed we don't take in conjunction with latex paint is your standard household battery, so alkaline batteries.
Okay. Those, C-cells, D-cells, 9 volts.
Right. Can go right in your trash can. There are very, very trace quantities of material that could be recycled. And we have TCLP, which is a fancy way of saying we've got data that says it doesn't leach out into the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you have cadmium batteries, lithium ion, we will take those.
The older style from the 60s, 70s, 80s, NiCad, nickel cadmium batteries, those you do want to bring in, right?
Yes, absolutely. We will take those.
And again, the more common modern batteries that would be in your cell phones and other things, again, go bring those in as well.
Definitely. We're also not going to take pressurized gas cylinders, so your barbecue, propane tanks, things of that nature, oxygen cylinders that you may have at home, we won't take those.
That propane, just take that tank. If you just want to get rid of it, take it to whoever sells propane, and they would accept it because they take them back. This really does save the county and the state and I guess our country a whole lot of bother with stuff that should not be in the land, should not be in the landfill, shouldn't be in our water supply.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we're lucky to have this opportunity here in the county.
How many volunteers is on hand to do all this stuff? Let's talk even about the prep work, the committee that meets on a regular basis. How many bodies?
Oh, my goodness. A lot. So just volunteer-wise, it takes over 100 the day of between Bartlesville and Dewey just to handle it, sort it. And then we have the vendors that are there on site, which can bring upwards of 5 to 10 people, depending upon the vendor recycling items. And we've got a committee, goodness, of over 10 people throughout the community from each one of our sponsors, really represents their organization on the board to help make sure it all goes smoothly.
And then again, your sponsors, whether it's in-kind and then emergency management and other people are there just to act as volunteers for directing traffic and unloading vehicles. And
yes, Washington County is going to be there helping direct that traffic, making sure that everything stays safe in the event that we have a spill or something. We're prepared for that.
Yeah, that's something that in the business that those folks are in, that they are ready to do that if necessary. Just the dollar value of stuff that is collected every year, and I know that's something you tabulate year in and year out. If we had put that in our landfill or tried to dispose of it other than at this, it would cost a lot of money.
It would cost a tremendous amount of money. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And we have statistics, and I think one of our plans this year Mike, I'm looking at your page there. You've got a lot of numbers as far as waste goes, but one of the things we hope to do is send out a follow-up flyer in the city water bills. And
yeah, we discussed that. We may see if we can get that organized to send out, again, like you said, a follow-up, just showing how much waste that we have taken on, possibly volunteer numbers, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be good to kind of give a report to people on really how the event went. So I think just last year, looking at this, I mean, we had, I think, 627 vehicles went through the P66 site, the downtown Bartlesville site, and you had 233 vehicles going through Dewey. So, I mean, that's quite a few people using that. Tires, 434 tires last year in Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
Says 44,000 pounds of electronic waste just last year. So, again, you factor in about, that's probably about four of those big TVs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or a really large bunch of transistors. I'm not sure which, but yeah.
One of the two. So, yeah. You know, I mean, if you look at the magnitude of the materials that they're taking in, it really is it's a good program. So, good program. So, would like to report back on that and get that information out to the public for sure. So.
Yeah, we try to, when you've got it all tabulated, which typically is round figures three to 6 weeks afterwards that you get it all tabulated. But once it's all there, we try to report back to the public and just tell them what a good job they did on getting rid of stuff.
Right. And again, it takes the people going out and doing it to really make it happen. So we got the volunteers, got everything set up. But yeah, definitely need to encourage people to get out there and take advantage of it and use the program for sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's not too late to volunteer if anyone's interested. Okay. We do have a contact for that, and we have a Facebook page, so you can reach out if you would like to volunteer and fill out a survey and show up the day of and work any time slot or however long you want, all day, an hour, or 30 minutes. We'd be grateful.
And again, just because it's new this year, if you have items that need to be shredded, that is important. And you're already shredding the hard drive electronically as far as anything like that. But actual paper shredding, bring it along.
Be interesting to see how many pounds of paper we get from that. I guess, is that how they handle that probably?
Yes, I know it's by the truck. We will have one truck there on site, and
that gets a lot of use.
True, my understanding is they may fill up by noon, so they fill up quickly with that paper shredding.
Yes, they do, but it's important. Again, everything that you've already don't need anymore after completing that income tax return, take it with you Saturday morning starting at 8 o'clock. 8 until
2.
That's what I was thinking. I want to make sure I got that one right. Micah, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Thank you for your hard work on this. I've seen the agenda for meetings. I know you. It takes a whole lot of planning, even though we've got this, because this is year number 30. You try to make it better every year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. And that's a Community Connection this morning. It is Saturday morning at 2 locations. And again, if you need more information, we've got it online, or just go to Facebook, actually, Operation Clean House Washington County, one of the easier ways, or you can call 918-534-1170 if you need more information by way of telephone. And that is a Community Connection on K1. More in just a moment.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And